Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach, and in this episode, I want to talk about grief as part of gratitude. Now, that might be a weird thing to say, but let me give it some context and kind of work my way up to it. So, you know, one of the things is, as I've observed it, we haven't had, as a nation in America, the ability to mourn. The more the loss of just things around us, right? So the people that have died from COVID-19, the people that have died during this pandemic that is unrelated, like the fact that, you know, funerals couldn't happen really. I mean, they did happen, but like there was social distancing and you had to like minimize who went and so forth. Some people, you know, couldn't want to take the risk of flying and so forth. Like, you know, that's a big tragedy, right? You don't even get to have a true funeral. People have died that couldn't have people by their bedside because of you know, precaution and worry. Also, just the sheer fact of like the economic loss, you know, the job loss. These are all things that we have lost, and yet we haven't really grieved about these things. We haven't had the ability to mourn. And so as I thought about it, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I wanted to make it part of my practice to really think about this every single day. And in a way, like I wanted to, because people die every day, right? It's not like the pandemic brought about death. Like people died, tremendous amounts of people died every single day before any of this. And yet, I certainly didn't think about that. And so I really want to take the time for myself each and every day to really stop and think about, wow, there's been a huge loss for somebody out there. And by doing that, I can honor those people and kind of, you know, at least in my mind, right? I can really kind of consider them. And if you believe, like, I don't necessarily believe in this stuff, but like, you know, people talk about spiritual energy and so forth. Like if me thinking about them adds like spiritual energy to the world, then great. But the big part of it is also then it just makes me appreciate what I have a lot more. It nourishes my gratitude practice, because when I look at like the context of my life and how well I have it, you know, the fact that like, yeah, I lived for another day. Right? None of us are truly guaranteed tomorrow. And that's a sad fact of life. I mean, you know, most of us expect to live till we're very old. And, you know, there's a statistic like for every 4 years that you live, you can tack on another year to your life expectancy because of like the advancements of medicine and so forth, technology. But, you know, that's a statistic. That's not necessarily like a given. And so, you know, I think it's when I think about it in this terms, it's like a twofold. I get to honor the people that have been lost, but I also, it makes me appreciate what I have. And, you know, it both kind of strengthen each other. And I don't know, I just think it'll make me more kind and compassionate towards others given that fact. You know, this is a very new kind of idea that I've thought of, and, you know, I know it's a very powerful one for me, and I know, at least I believe that it can have a lot of power for people, hence why I'm talking about it now. But I haven't, like, it's in a weird way, I can't even begin to imagine the full impact of it, you know, for my life alone. So, you know, I can't necessarily talk about it from that perspective. I just can feel that it feels good. It feels right. And so I wanted to share that with you and encourage you to kind of adapt this into your own practice. Like, you know, whether it's meditation, journaling, think about, okay, you know, the poor lives that have been lost. And, you know, and then think about like how grateful you know, your life is because of it. Like just the fact that you made it through another day really is fantastic. So yeah, that's what I'm encouraging you to do. If you have any questions, please ask whether down below or hit me up on social media. And also, you know, please, Whether now, as soon as you like finish this episode, or months down the line, please let me know what you think of this exercise, and especially like if you start applying it, what are the things that you're feeling, sensing? How has it altered you? You know, I'm very curious, right? So please do that. It would mean a lot to me. And I think it would mean a lot to other people as well for you to share that experience. If you feel like someone in your life could benefit from this episode, please by all means share it with them. I certainly would appreciate it. And if you enjoy this lesson, well, I do pretty much a lesson every single day. So if you're not subscribed yet already, I encourage you to do so. That way you get all the various episodes that I put out when I put them out. Anyway, I've taken up enough of your time. Thank you. I appreciate you truly. And I'll see you next time.